call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
I bought myself two SD cards.
You bought yourself two SD cards?
Yes, I did.
For your new podcast?
Yes.
That we're looking for a name for, if anyone wants to name Leanne's podcast.
Oh, that name was taken?
Which one?
Wife of the Party.
Wife of the Party. I don't know. Wife of the Party is the one we want, but I don't know. We got to figure it out. Oh, there was tape on that fucking cord. Anyway, today's podcast is fantastic. Leanne, yes, Leanne is starting a podcast. That is true. She's already taped one. She's going to record one next week, two next week. And it's finding its way. She doesn't know exactly what it's going to be. It could be a bunch of different things. But the version she's going with now, I really dig.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was not in the man cave. We were going to call it the mom cave podcast, but I think that might be taken.
Yeah, probably.
By the way, everyone's going to go now and grab those fucking things. I should edit all of this out. Anyway, don't be a dick. We're going to find a name for Leanne's podcast. Hit us up. Remember, Leanne's Twitter is leannespussy.com.
Shut up. I do not have that Twitter. I do not have that Twitter.
It's at Leanne's Pussy.
That's not my Twitter. I don't even have a Twitter. That's not true.
It's at Leanne's Pussy. I get them. You got a lot of followers.
You're
going to have to start using that when you have a podcast.
No, I don't.
Today's podcast is a really great one. This is someone, I'm going to, real quick, I'll give a little bit of an intro, and then I'll finish it off at the end. But, I met her at doing a show in L.A. God damn it. Right now, I'm pissing because I don't remember whose show I was doing. Oh, from fucking Canada. He was down here. He was shooting some at the Laugh Factory. I've had a couple of vodka sodas. So, what's up, Tito's? Listen, I only sports stuff I really love. And I rolled in, and she said, hi, I'm Lindsay. I said, cool. And then I think someone said, do you know Lindsay Pellis? And I do because I follow her on Twitter. I don't know how. I guess I started following her through Dan Bilzerian. Dan Bilzerian, if you don't know, is Rogan's buddy. He's a guy who, oddly enough, you'll hear in this in the podcast, grew up across the lake from me in Tampa. Well, not technically. I say that. Across the lake was the really, really nice neighborhood. We weren't literally, I couldn't throw a ball to his house. But that was where he lived, and my mom taught him. I think my mom ended up telling a story about him. We may tell that on the podcast. I meant to release this the week of the Masters, but what has happened is a lot. Obviously, my podcast has grown. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And all my friends had specials come out and have TV shows coming out. And so this past influx of friends that have shown up, i.e. Al Madrigal, make sure to check out Shrimpin' Ain't Easy on Netflix. Nick Thune's on tour, not Netflix, on Showtime. Nick Thune's on tour right now. Make sure to find Nick Thune on tour. God damn it, I can't remember the name of his tour. Anyway, all my friends had specials come out. And so I had to push Lindsay because I've known these guys my whole career. And Lindsay was one that I did not expect it to be as good as it is. I literally was caught off guard, and this is me being sexist. Beautiful woman, big natural breasts, Instagram model, 6 million followers on Instagram. I just expected, I didn't expect her to be as cool as she is.
Misogynist.
I'm a hardcore misogynist. I definitely will own that. I have two daughters, and I'm learning the ways of the world, correct, Leanne?
Let's hope.
I did say she had natural breasts. I shouldn't even say that she had big breasts. I should just say.
Yeah, I don't think it should be about the breasts, actually.
You have great breasts.
I'm not sure that.
Look, I threw you off your game. I threw every game.
You did, yeah.
A little bit. You have great breasts.
No, I was just deciding whether or not to say what I was going to say.
What were we going
to
say? What were we going to say?
Nothing.
Just say what you're going to say.
Nothing. No.
Should we mention the fact that Leanne saw a picture and looked at me very honestly and went, "Do you really think she's pretty?"
Shut up.
Leanne did go, "Do you really think she's pretty?" And I was like, "Of course." I didn't realize that, oddly, obviously, Lindsay and my wife look nothing alike.
Nothing, yeah. And
nothing at all alike. But you can find her on Instagram. She has a huge following. She is the inspiration of the video I posted for Mother's Day, and you'll hear that in this podcast. I definitely wanted to post the video before this happened, as soon as I realized I was shooting the video. The video I shot, you can find it on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on my Twitter. It is me working out in my tidy whities for Mother's Day. What? Oh, yeah. Say it in the fucking mic.
Subscribe to the
Facebook. Subscribe to my Facebook page.
Not Facebook, the other one. YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, Leanne's talked to my business manager. Leanne's a brand manager now. Subscribe to my YouTube. But yeah, she's great. You're going to really love this podcast. It caught me off guard. A beautiful chick who has a lot to say and is opinionated. And it's a really fun podcast. And I will sound like an idiot throughout it. You'll hear me say, "I didn't expect you to be this cool. I didn't expect you to be this cool." But that's me. I'm a fucking regular guy. I am what you get. When you see me on my Instagram photos and you're like, "That looks like a bro that just ordered the romp him." I ordered two romp hims.
Oh God, those things.
Yeah, I ordered them. You can find them online. I thought they're cool as shit. It's exactly what I've been looking for my whole life. I just hope that my belly fits in it because it looks like it's skinny Banana Republic sizes.
Yeah, it does.
Check it out. Romp 'em. It's a Kickstarter. It's all over Twitter right now. And I ordered two of them. They get here August. I'll be wearing them on the Joker's Cruise. Oh, shit. I should look at my dates. I'm doing the Impractical Joker's Cruise in May, November 1 through 5. Impractical Joker's Cruise. Get tickets, party with me, hang out. If you ever wanted to hang out with me and party for a weekend, man, this is your chance. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great comics on. Chris DiStefano, Al Jackson, Sarah Tiana, a lot more. Tony Hinchcliffe. A lot of great comics are on this cruise. And we'll be all doing sets every single night. We'll be fucking around all day. The sets will be somewhat mediocre because I think we'll be drinking pretty heavily. But this week, I'm at Crapshoot Comedy Fest in Vegas on the 19th. The 20th, Bisbee with Doug Stanhope. The 21st, private time in Bisbee with Doug Stanhope. I think we're going to party a little bit on Sunday, and then I'm coming home Monday.
Awesome.
Yeah. I should be coming in hot. By the way, I have a podcast that Tuesday with Luis J. Gomez.
Nice.
Next week, Luis J. Gomez is going to be on the podcast, I think. I don't know if I'll be able to edit in time. Hawaii, the following week and a half. On the 31st of May, I'm at the Honolulu Blue Note. The Blue Note in Honolulu on the 31st of May. Does it sound like I've been drinking?
Just a little bit.
Okay. George's birthday is after that. If you want to come hang out, this is George's birthday. Cobb's Comedy Club, the 9th and 10th. Those shows are getting close to sold out. Sacramento, I think both shows are sold out or almost sold out. But the late show might have tickets available, but not many. So if you want to see me on the 11th in Sacramento, get your tickets now. Get them now. I don't want to get a tweet from you guys going, "Man, how come you didn't say this?" I post them all the time. I feel bad about posting them. Kansas City Improv the next week, 15th through 17th. Orlando Improv the 22nd through 24th. And Legions of Skanks the 25th of June. That is going to be a blast. That's in New York. I think Lewis asked me if I would throw a party that night, and I think I might. Calling Sick to Work show in Omaha on the 30th of June. On the 1st of June, Cherokee Casino.
1st of July.
1st of July, Cherokee Casino. Columbus Funny Bone the following week. I am doing something that I'll be on Craig Ferguson that week. So check me out that week on Craig Ferguson show on Sirius XM. Pittsburgh Improv, Hilarities, the end of the month, Houston, Brea, Stand Up Live, Phoenix. We're going to do Addison Improv, and then Australia, the 11th through the 18th. We're adding Western Australia dates. So, Yeth. I said Yeth because I'm going to Perth.
It's so cool that you're going to Perth.
Seriously, I will be in Perth.
That's just amazing.
If you guys want to come to Perth, come to Perth. I'll be in Perth. We are adding Western Australia dates and possibly Singapore dates. on the tail end of that. And then just go to the rest of my, go to burtburtburt.com. You can see all my tour dates there. And I like it. Leanne said Facebook, YouTube, you name it. I will say this. We're contemplating. I've got to figure it out with my business manager right now, but we're thinking about taking, I'm thinking about hiring someone to come to Perth. It sounds so weird to say Perth.
Perth.
I'm thinking about hiring someone to come to Australia with me. Hiring someone, flying them out, putting them up, paying them, and then...
To do what? Tap dance?
To be with me and film me.
Just be with you?
Yeah, I want to shoot... Like a paid companion? I want to shoot a YouTube documentary in Perth. Mm-hmm. And not Perth. It's all over Australia. It's Sydney, Melbourne, maybe Cairns. I don't know. It's all over Australia, and... I'm hiring someone to come out with me to shoot it. I want to shoot it. I want to put it up on YouTube. I want to make it free. I'll put the money in and I'll make it. We'll edit it and it'll be fun. It'll be light, but you'll get to see what Australia is like. And I think more comics should be doing that. But to find that person, I'm using ZipRecruiter. We are setting it. I keep saying I'm setting it up and I've started setting it up and I've never finished it. But we are finishing it tonight. So, and mostly I think I didn't know what I needed someone for, but now this Australia trip is up. So I'm going to throw up a ZipRecruiter. Why ZipRecruiter? Because I'm hiring. Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates? I do. It's ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. And that is why I'm using ZipRecruiter. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. I don't have an office. Thank God. This is perfect for me. No emails. I kind of don't want you to have my email. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Guys, find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/BurtCast. ZipRecruiter.com/BurtCast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BurtCast. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/BurtCast. I will be hiring someone. It pays not going to be much, but it will be a ticket to Australia. It will be room and board and meals per diem. I'm not certain what the qualifications are going to be, but we're going to post it on ZipRecruiter tonight because I'm going to cover that Australian tour and I'm going to post it on YouTube. So nonetheless, worst case scenario, just go to and watch it on YouTube, right?
Yeah, subscribe to YouTube.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel and go to ZipRecruiter.com/BurtCast. That's it. You guys ready for the podcast? It's 12 minutes.
Finally.
Really?
Finally.
Guys, there will be a lot more of this little sassiness on Leanne's podcast. Call leannespusscast.com.
Shut up.
Leanne's Pussycast.
Meow.
Whoa, is that your new catchphrase?
Meow.
Oh, yeah.
Meow per chow.
No, I think I want to say, by the way, I want to say Red Band took that a long time ago.
He took it from me?
No, he...
No, I don't
yeah,
say...
Yeah, yeah, Red Band's a
no,
thief.
No, I don't say row.
No, that's... I think,
say meow.
Well, a long time ago, there was Death Squad East and Death Squad West. This is for real what? Hardcore podcast listeners. Yeah. Oh, there was
East and West, what, Valley?
You're new to podcasting, so you wouldn't get any of this?
East Valley and West Valley?
Well, you'd have to be a big fan to get this, so mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it to us big fans of podcasting. Mm-hmm. You'll see. No, the Ice House one was Death Squad West. And the East Coast one was Joe's studio. Usually, originally his house. So they had different animals.
They had mascots.
Nope. You just hear different animals would represent East Coast and West Coast.
So they have mascots.
Mascots, yeah, sure, mascots.
Yeah. Did they have cheerleaders?
Nope. guys, more of those comedy stylings from Leanne's podcast, leannespuscast.com.
Shut up.
All right. Today's podcast, guys, you're going to love this. Also, I will say, and this, if this drives anyone there and off the podcast, I'm bummed, but I do have video of this that I am posting immediately. Lindsay did come hang out in the man cave. The one thing I will say that this podcast starts out, and I've had a lot of women come in here, and when I hit record on the video, they're like, oh, I didn't know we were doing video. Can you not do video? And I'm always bummed because I go, you look cute. You look sexy. Like, just be yourself. Just, you know, it's not like a – but, you know, I understand as a woman that, you know, sometimes, right?
Some women, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. And Lindsay, by the way, whose whole brand might be how beautiful she is on her Instagram – just come back from the gym. She was in slippers and socks and like yoga pants and a very scantily clad top with her hat on. And she just was like, I don't give a fuck. And immediately when she said that, I was like, this is going to be a great podcast. Anyone who just jumps in and goes, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, bam, I love her. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Today's podcast episode from Instagram, Data Dan Blazarian. None of that matters because she's a badass motherfucker and she's here for you right now. Lindsay Pellis.
This is like burps.
Like, yeah, talk on that real quick.
Hello.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, so I put up video too, but I don't do it for everyone. I do it for people that I feel like people watch, yeah. You know, like did Tony Hinchcliffe. You're talking about again?
Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. Cool. Yeah, keep it to your mouth, that's all.
Okay.
And you'll be fine. I did one for Tony Hinchcliffe. Do you know Tony?
No.
He's a comic. Do you know any comics?
A little bit.
Who?
I don't want to...
Dane?
He actually hasn't. No. I mean, Chris D'Elia, I know pretty well.
Yeah.
Who else? That's maybe... No, I know a few.
Chris D'Elia, he's great.
Yeah, I knew him before I moved here.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
He slid in my DMs when I had no followers.
Slid in my DMs, yeah. Is my favorite new phrase.
I know.
Slid in my DMs. So who? Let's go through the list of people. Hold on. Let's start off with saying.
Okay.
Had your world shifted upside down when I saw you last?
When last
right
week?
Right now, you're doing something that maybe is like the thing I'd want to do more than anything in the world.
Oh, wait, caddy at the Masters? Is it the Masters? Yes. Is that what you call it?
Oh, my God, I want to fucking attack you right now.
Wait, yes. Don't I know he qualifies tomorrow, yeah. Grayston Murray. So if he, like, I'll know tomorrow, I think.
Grayston Murray. And,
yeah.
But it's the par three
Friday.
Course, right?
Yeah.
So he's running up the qualifier.
Yes. It's something like if he makes it to this open, I go caddy. So I'll know Friday, allegedly.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm kind of like keeping my schedule clear. I'm like, you know, my friends are like, what are you doing next week? I might go play at the fucking Masters or something. I don't know. And I have no idea the sport that well. So they're just like, what are you talking about?
You don't know that sport that well?
I mean, at no. All? I mean, my extent
to golf. Can you carry a bag?
Absolutely. Like a champ. Yeah. No. Like a champ for sure.
So let's talk about sliding in your DMs in a second. But this guy, Grayston Murray.
Yeah, is it Grayson?
Is it Grayson?
I think no T.
Grayson? Yeah. Grayson Murray. Young, he's like 23 years old and he's won a couple tournaments,
mm-hmm.
But he sends out a tweet saying, Lindsay Pellis, I'd love for you to be my caddy in the Masters.
Yeah.
And so do you see it? I mean, I imagine you get tons of tweets.
Yeah. No, I love Twitter, so I go through literally everyone because they're so fun. But I saw it, and, you know, they have the verified ones, so you really see those.
Oh, yeah, he's
verified. So I just saw some golfer, and I just said, obviously. So, I mean, some things are like a no-brainer. Duh.
Yeah. And so, is that like, see, it's not probably on your radar yet, because I'm sure you're not thinking about settling down and getting married and having kids. I don't even know if that's ever going to be on your radar, but
yeah.
Like, being a golfer's wife would be fucking the tits.
Really?
Are you serious?
Why?
Oh my God. Did you see Gretzky's kid, Paulina Gretzky?
No.
She's big on Instagram.
No. Wait, I might have seen her.
She is married to, I want to say, I don't know who she, Dustin, she's married to a pro golfer.
I've definitely heard of this.
He won a big tournament. She came out in a tight white outfit and everyone's like, holy, she is a dime.
Oh my God, that's fun.
You wouldn't want to be a golfer's wife?
I don't really hold like the what, like someone's certain wife's title. I mean, I don't really see the privileges there.
Oh.
I want to be like someone's
I don't know. I want someone to be like my husband. You know what I mean? Really? You don't want to be Lindsay Paylas's husband?
So then how old were you when you moved out to LA?
23 or 24.
23? What, you're 25 right now?
I've been here 2 years. That's all I know. Yeah, I'm 25.
Okay.
But I don't really know that much.
And did you move out from Louisiana?
Yeah, Louisiana. Right after college.
All right, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
There's no way you're an ugly kid. I saw a picture.
No, I had a big ass head, like a huge head. It's still pretty big, but I guess like, you know, I've grown into it. No, I had a big head. No, I was awkward. I had like a lot of puberty years. I had bushy eyebrows and glasses, and I had a big nose. So
really?
Changed that. Yeah.
Did you get a nose job?
I did, two.
Two?
Yeah. And it's so crazy how people get so offended, like with plastic surgery, they get mad or whatever. And my thing is like, you know, I could have spent $15,000 on a new car, and I can call you like materialistic for buying a car.
Yeah.
And you can call me, what is it? What would that word be if you want to be pretty?
Vain?
Yeah, vain. You can call me whatever. But you know, that's what I chose to spend my money on, and it worked out really well.
So when did you get your first nose job?
First one, like freshman year of college in Louisiana.
So let's go back.
Yeah.
Awkward teen.
Yeah.
I have two of those in my house right now.
Really?
Yeah, my daughters are 12 and 10.
Tom, looking through it.
Oh, it's like if they don't wear their training bra, it's aggressive.
No.
It's aggressively uncomfortable. Like, you're like, ugh, come on. Throw a jacket on or something.
Oh, my God.
It's weird as a dad because I've been into boobs my whole life, and then to watch them turn on you.
Oh, my God.
And be like, ah, someone, this is gross.
That's so sick, I could think.
So you grew up in Louisiana. Brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have five sisters and three brothers.
You have five fucking sisters?
Yeah, I'm from one of those, like, you know, modern families where there's a lot of divorce and steps and halves and this and that. So I just claim them all. I, like, lump them all in. There's five sisters and three brothers, and I keep count that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all really cool, and we're all, like, completely different.
Really?
Yeah, I have a sister, actually, who was, like, a foreign diplomat for, like, United States, which is, it takes like 2% of applicants are into like U.S. diplomacy, which is insane. Wow. So I've got the super academic one, and then I've got one that like does hair, and then I have a pothead brother. Like, you know, I've just got like a plethora of choosing.
Were you guys a Southern family?
Yeah. I think,
like hunting, fishing.
Oh, it's
camping.
So funny. I always say my dad is like swamp people redneck, like boats and like drinking on boats, a lot of rum. Like, he's got a big steel boat. And just really like swamp people. And then my mom is really redneck. So she's from North Louisiana. So that's more like mobile home and like.
That's my wife.
Yeah.
My wife grew up in a mobile home.
Yeah.
Grew up in a trailer. Someone said to one of my sisters made a joke about a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the punchline was, nah, it's a double wide.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, I grew up in a double wide.
Yeah. No, my mom too.
Yeah.
I spent probably a year or two there. And you know, at my grandma's at some point. Very country.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, your accent is not even around.
That's weird. And I'm lucky, I guess. Sometimes I want to have like a real country accent. I think it might be charming, but I guess, I don't know. I don't know how I escaped it.
You just sound American.
I'll take it.
Yeah, my wife sounds redneck. Like,
really?
Yeah, like when OnStar was a thing. OnStar could not understand her.
Oh, that's kind of cute though.
Yeah. She's like, OnStar.
Stop.
Yeah, she's the one that got the chickens.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
She's a real redneck. Like that big dog you met. When we first got her, my wife is like, she was like, I'm not going to let this dog run this house. And so when they would butt heads, my wife would grab her, flip her on her back, and growl at her and dominate her.
Whoa.
And I was like, watching this. My wife's like, we're the same weight. The dog's actually heavier than my wife.
Oh, my God.
My wife's 130 and the dog's 140. She's like, I'm not having this fucking animal tell me what to do.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So when did you start feeling pretty?
Oh my God.
When was the first time you felt the power? Because you know there is a power. You're famous, the thing about being famous is people do a double take at you. Mm-hmm. Like they look at you and they go, oh wait, I know that guy. Did I go to school with him? That's like the way it happens. But when you're attractive, you're also famous without even having to be famous. People do double takes at you.
Maybe so.
So when was the first time you started noticing?
Well, like the problem is, so I might have had like an awkward nose at points, but I always had huge boobs. Like,
really?
Yeah, like crazy. Like since 16. So, I mean, when I was like a 16-year-old, it was like my name on the bathroom walls. Like it was just kind of a scene.
Really?
Yeah. So I always felt pretty, but it took a little growing up to realize, you know, like symmetry and kind of, if I wanted to model, I kind of had to be a certain look. And I knew that. I don't know. So I really, like, I felt pretty. But, I mean, once I got my nose done, I really felt, like, really pretty later.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did it change? Does that change your self-esteem?
For sure. Yeah, and, like, science proved, they do all these studies about people who get plastic surgery. And, no, it really, really does. Like, it was just my insecurity, and now, I mean, I don't have it. And it's crazy because people try to pick on me for, like, what I used to look like. And I don't think they understand how it doesn't
work. Like.
People do all the time, and then
is there a picture of what you used to look
like? For sure, people, and you know, I have a lot of haters. So a lot of people, I mean, everyone's got haters, but people get really like upset that I used to look a certain way, and I'm just like, bro, like I wake up every day and I feel great.
That's so funny. Now you would have haters because people are jealous of. I think everyone wants the same thing in this country. The American dream, and nowadays the American dream, fame is attached to it.
Yeah,
I want to be on a reality show. I want to be the chef that cooks cupcakes. I want to be famous on YouTube. I want to be famous on Twitter. I want to be famous on Instagram. And you achieved what everyone wants.
That's crazy.
It is. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, in a weird way, I'm in the same boat. It's different because mine was such a. I'm such a journeyman comic.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for 18 years that people, when they do discover you, feel like they got something special.
Yeah.
You're someone that everyone, like I just sent a text to Al Madrigal, Bill Burr, Tom Segura, and said, we're doing a cooking show in a little bit.
Yeah.
At like 3:00. And so I was like, I can't go get ingredients right now. I'm doing a podcast. And they're like, who are you podcasting with? And I wrote Lindsay Pellis. And I was like, and then immediately everyone was like, holy shit. And then Tom's like, who? And then Bill's like, Googler. And then it was like that is like immediate stamp of approval.
That's crazy.
It is, but you deal with it.
I guess so.
When?
I don't know. I feel like too, it's weird getting like haters and stuff too, because I don't know, just like as a girl, they've been there forever. Like when I was younger in college, I worked at Hooters, right? And I had a blast and I was a good employee and like I made a shit ton of money. And I remember specifically one day when one of the girls was like, she mentioned casually someone said something about me and she's like, yeah, don't you know, like they all hate you. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, everybody's so nice. Like, yeah. And they all like literally hated me. And I found out like, and the people would be so genuine and sweet to my face. And she was like, yeah, all these girls fucking hate you. She's like, what?
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. And I don't know. I mean, it's great. Like, I've always been the girl's girl and had, like, great friends. Because if you know me, like, I'm not that cool, really, you know?
I'll tell you right now, you're a very different person in this 10-minute conversation that we've had than who I met with Todd.
Really?
Very, like, you know, what's so funny is I've never done preparation for a podcast ever at all. I just go, it's conversation, except for two people, you and Bobby Flay.
Oh.
Because I was like, I don't know if they're going to get my personality. I might have to. And you seemed very guarded on Todd's show a tad bit.
Oh, no. I think, first of all, I was really hungover.
Or were you?
Yeah, there was a new club that opened last week. No, I've been hungover for like a week. So I was super hungover. And I warned him that. I was like, if I'm weird, it's because I'm hungover. But also, there was other people interviewing. So I don't want to step on anyone's like interview time, kind of. So that's probably where I got really quiet. Because we had talked for like an hour before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So there, I was kind of just like audience member. By the time you got there, I was just like chilling.
You're a completely different person. Like, I wanted to write a joke on one of your Instagram pictures. You posted one Saturday morning of you on the beach. And I guess you post at like 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
And I
was still awake, by the way.
And
I'm proud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to post, wow, Lindsay's already at the beach at 8 a.m.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And I was like, don't do it. I don't want to offend her. Like, I don't know if she's going to get it. And then, but now talking to you, I'm like, I should have fucking posted it.
Yeah, no.
So after college, did you have boyfriends and stuff? Are you a serial dater or are you someone that likes to jump around?
Oh, I'm kind of like, I do real relationships. They're usually like a year or so long, but usually they don't come quick. There's like a 6-month interval. Like it takes finding the real person. Yeah. I don't know. So it all just depends. But I had the guy in Louisiana that was like ready to get married. Full blown. We lived together. And I mean, that was like really weird.
Really? What did he do?
He was amazing. He had this really cushy job in some kind of like oil. It was like an oil field. Basically, he would work with like land and lease rights for oil. He just made, for Louisiana, a great amount of money.
Yeah.
We were great together, but his dreams were really small and they were there. He was really happy there.
Yeah.
And I became really unhappy there.
Really?
Yeah.
So how old are you at this time? 23. And yeah. So you went to school at LSU?
Yeah.
LSU.
And we lived together the last 2 years. So my junior and senior year.
Really? Did you do the sorority thing?
No, I worked.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish.
Oh, see,
those girls, that must be nice.
That's the real chick right there.
Yeah, I fucking worked my ass off.
So you graduate, you move back in with this guy, he's got a cushy job, and you look at life in Louisiana and you're like, fuck this.
It was so bizarre. It wasn't even that. I was having these weird like fears of dying. Like scary dreams, like scary moments in the car. Like I was just really nervous. And it took a long time for me to realize, like, it's because you think you're dying here. Like you, like I just saw my future. Like if I got married there, I was done. It was football on Saturday and fucking Sunday and fucking Monday, honestly.
Yeah.
And sometimes Thursday and Friday. No, it was just football all the time. And like the same restaurants and the same boring conversation. And I couldn't do it. And like, there was just a flip that switched in me. And somehow I ended up over here doing a few modeling shoots. And I remember specifically on the top of Malibu shooting with this guy. And I was like, I got to fucking move here. And he was like, what? Yeah, everyone says that. And I was here in 3 weeks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So you come out to Malibu. By the way, I had a very similar experience. When I came out here, I was in New York. I was a comic. Will Smith's company discovered me. I go out to L.A. for my first time. Century City.
Yeah.
You know where the Century City Mall is? You know where the Takamimi building was for Die Hard?
Maybe not.
No, Century City Mall it's right off by Fox.
Uh-huh.
It's that mall. But the whole point is, it is not beautiful.
Yeah.
It's Avenue of the Stars, that street.
Okay.
It is not attractive. And my dad called on that on my Nokia. And he was like, what do you think of LA? And I remember the weather was like it was today. Mm-hmm. And I went, I'm fucking moving here.
Yeah.
And he went, are you serious? I go, I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. He was like, really? I go, I am living here. And I've never once questioned me being here. Because I was like, this is the lifestyle I like. I like when it rains.
Yeah.
I like when we had the winds the other day.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it more than anything.
I love it. I feel like the best part about LA is everyone's happy to come home. When you go on a real vacation somewhere else to any other state and you go home, you're like, oh, fuck, this is depressing. When you come home to LA, you're like,
yeah,
I'm back. I miss it. Like, everyone's happy to come back home. And that's how you know, like, that's home.
So you came out and you're in Malibu, which is, by the way, if you've never been to Malibu, that is somewhere you need to go. It really is magical.
Yeah, it really is.
You go to Malibu and then you decide, you're like, fuck it, I'm moving.
I'm moving. And I would go back and I remember I moved 3 weeks from then. And so I bartended every fucking night and like morning to night shift, like these.
Do you realize how different you are on paper than who we think you are?
Probably so. Probably so. I don't know.
I mean, I really genuinely never, I don't see this side when I look at your pictures. I don't know the girl that hustled and bust her ass bartending and was in love and was like, fuck it, I'm going to die here. I can't just do football. I can't just be a mom. Like that, I'm a little blown away by this conversation. Aww. So you go back and you start bartending. Did you tell the dude? You're like,
well, we had already kind of ended. So we had already ended a little bit. So I had been out for like 6 months, lived by myself. I forget the timing, but it all worked. And no, I went back bartending. And I remember there was one customer who kept coming in because I had these regulars like crazy.
Of course you did. Yeah.
And one of them, he kept being like, I was trying to weasel my apartment here, like trying to get the deal right. And he was like, you keep saying you're going to move. I don't believe you. You're not doing it. No, 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 no. And, you know, when I moved, everyone was just like, holy shit, she did it. And I packed my car. I had all my stuff shipped and I left at like 5 a.m. My dog in tow, like my dog is my passenger seat.
Yeah.
And we literally drove 27 hours here.
Really?
And it was the coolest, most like, fuck yeah moment. I mean, driving. This is the first time I've ever moved away from Louisiana. And I drove myself 27 hours to L.A. And I just, I mean, it was really cool. I'll never forget it. I don't know.
My buddy Croy used to call it the salad days.
What's the salad?
Salad days is basically the beginning of the meal.
Yeah.
Where you haven't shown up yet.
Yeah.
But you get the salad and you're starving and you love the salad. You like the salad's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was a really interesting guy. So you drive out and do you know anyone in LA?
I knew like five people.
Like some photographers?
No. Well, maybe one photographer. I knew two girls I had met on another trip somewhere somehow. I knew Pauly Shore. I know. I met him in Vegas once, and that was back before I knew anyone. So I was like, oh, he's so fucking cool. It's Pauly Shore, you know.
Look, you're not going to catch me shitting on Pauly.
No, he's cool.
That movie, Mother-in-Law, made me laugh hard as shit.
Yeah.
It was that's funny. Probably before your time. What, were you born in 93?
91. Yeah.
Yeah, it was before your time.
Yeah, but I've seen it, though. No, but it was cool. No, I moved here with a few friends, and it was really like one of the friends invited me out one night. And that's how I met another person who invited me to the Playboy Mansion, which is where I met Dan Bilzerian. And so it kind of all like faded into what it did.
So you...
Really quickly.
That's so amazing. So you go... How soon from moving here do you get to the Playboy Mansion?
2 weeks. Maybe less. Maybe like a week and a half. And I remember the day of, I was like, God, you know, I just moved here. I don't have... My nails aren't done. I don't have a Halloween costume. Like,
oh, you went to the Halloween party at the...
Yeah, the Halloween party. And it was like the last real good one they had, I feel like, you know?
The Playboy Mansion is fascinating to me because I've been there a bunch. Mostly when I was like... Always when I'm married. When I was married. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those guys, and obviously I would say this to everyone. Everyone knows this already, but I'm extremely in love with my wife and very faithful.
Yes.
So I go to just party.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is you'd park at that JCPenney's or that...
It's like a college.
It's a college now?
Yeah, I think
It used to be a mall. It was a defunct mall when I was going. And so you'd park at that mall, and then they get you in a bus, and they drive you up there. And I found that all the girls in the bus... were on the outside fringes of getting in Playboy or had been in like the online stuff.
Yeah.
And they were so bitchy.
Oh, no.
Until they crossed through the gates. The second they crossed through the gates, because they didn't know who could help them.
Yeah.
They were literally the sweetest human beings. Hi. Hi, Luis.
Oh, my God.
Hey, John. They knew everyone's name. And I was like, whoa, this is a really great place to be because the beautiful women... A lot of times they're looking at the Playboy Mansion as an opportunity to further their career. So you're never going to get what you'd get at a club, which is like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You get, oh, I'm very interested in you, John Lovitz.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, for sure.
So what did you dress as at that first time at the Playboy Mansion?
God, I bought black. I had black underwear and a bikini top that was black. And I bought a devil pitchfork, wings, and like a devil tail. So I was like the devil. I had horns. It was the most like... thrown together costume ever, but it's basically underwear. And I still have the pitchfork.
And do you have a problem with nudity?
No.
Like you don't, I mean, obviously I think if you have a great body, you don't have a problem with it, but that kind of stuff doesn't bother you at all.
No, I mean, I could care less. I love like strippers and all the, you know? Yeah, it's whatever anyone wants.
Yeah.
So, I don't give a fuck.
So you go to the Playboy Mansion. How many guys hit on you that night?
I don't know. It was immediate. I remember specifically met my friend at the bar. I knew that one girl and the stranger who had invited me the night before. Like, I randomly, like, spared a ticket or whatever it was to get there. And so I go to the bar to get a drink, and this big security guy comes up to me and he goes, hey, ladies, do you guys want to meet Dan Bilzerian? Literally, like, before I had my first cocktail.
Really?
And I knew exactly who he was, and I was like, yeah.
Now, how did you know who he was?
Because I had seen him online. I remember, because I'm from Louisiana, a lot of guys love Dan. They love the guns and the girls, and... I just heard about him, and I remember thinking before I even met him, like, God, if he saw me, like, you know, I could, like, I would drive him crazy. Like, I knew it before I swear to God. And so I was like, yeah, I want to meet him, sure. And we go over there, and it was just, like, an instant thing.
Really?
He actually came up, and he goes, hi. He goes, I like the way you jiggle. And I said, this is what the real thing looks like. And that was, like, our opener. And then it was just, like, on.
Oh, wow. So what's, I mean, I got to be honest with you. Well, it was so funny when you came in, and I'll just share this very quickly, where I introduced you and I said to my mom, because I'd said to you earlier, we grew up across the lake from Dan. He's younger than I am, but my mom was running the school that he attended.
Mm-hmm.
She was in charge of admissions. And she said, and I've never heard the story, but I said, Mom, this is Lindsay. She used to date Dan Bilzerian. And you're like, oh, don't say that. And I go, no, we know. My mom goes, my mom was head of admissions for a private school, and everyone came in a uniform, and Dan Bilzerian at like, maybe like 10 years old, 8 years old, came in full camos with a gun on his holster, a fake gun.
I can't.
And was different from day one.
I love that.
You know what I love? I love men who carve their own way through life.
Yeah.
I don't respect people that wait for the path to be shown and then hop on that path. I appreciate people that drive their own ship.
Yeah.
And that's what I dig about him. And I was a fan of his and didn't and a fan of yours and didn't connect the two.
No.
I did. I don't know how it came up.
I don't remember.
But I did not connect the two. I knew that you, I found, now that I knew you guys date, I was like, oh, shut up. So what's it like? Like, and I have to ask, and this is going to be the most gay thing I've ever asked. What's it like dating Dan Bilzerian? I mean,
oh my God.
What's life like? Like, does it change globally? Or all of a sudden you're like, what? A private fucking jet?
Oh, yeah, no. It was so weird because L.A. was brand new, too. So it wasn't just Dan. It was L.A. was new. So being around L.A., just the people here, they're beautiful. The parties, like the kind of rock star lifestyle that you kind of dream of, it kind of is a real thing. And I dated him right away. So it was really quick. I remember I was bartending. I was still bartending. I had my job.
You came out and got a job bartending.
Yeah, I came here and I got a fucking job like a normal person. And Jesus. So I was bartending. I remember specifically one night Dan texted me and Dan's like, hey, Lindsay, do you want to go on a helicopter and we're going to fly with Steve Aoki to Vegas for the night? And I said, can't. I'm bartending. And in hindsight, I'm probably the only person who would be like, nah, I got to work.
Yeah.
But I really did. And really quickly it turned into like, you know, we would be snowmobiling in Colorado. And I mean, like, not just snowmobiling, like expert level. I might die snowmobiling.
Yeah, I've seen his snowmobiling videos.
Scary. And then it would be like, you know, one day we're in Vegas partying. One day we're in Alabama. He got me a role on a movie. Like, just crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah. And it was kind of just all fast and all of a sudden. And it was just... I don't know.
Did you have to quit your job? I mean,
I did. I remember quitting my job specifically to go to Colorado to snowmobile. And I was like, you know what? I keep getting invited on this stuff. My Instagram's blowing up. I think I got to just like, I can't work anymore. And I was so scared. I called and I quit and I tried to call back and get it back.
Really?
Yeah, but no, I didn't need it.
So your Instagram blows up immediately.
Yeah.
We looked at that Google Trends and you just took, like, it is... a massive spike.
That's crazy.
And now at this point, are you, and I should have gone through your Instagram to see what it was like before this,
mm-hmm.
but are you posting modeling pictures or are you just posting life?
Yeah, it was like mostly like selfies, like hot selfies, but yeah, that was it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so now what do you do for money when you're dating Dan? Do you have to have a conversation and go, listen, I don't have any money now because I can't
Never.
Be next to you? But like, how do you support?
No. So the cool thing about Dan is like, he's got a history of like paying girls for sex. For sure.
Yeah.
He said that on Howard Stern. And so people always assume
the girl... Does he tell you that when you start dating him? Does he go...
Yeah. I mean, I heard it all. Like, he's super open and honest. He has nothing to hide. So, you know, I knew about that. But Dan doesn't pay a girl for anything. Like, he doesn't have to. Girls throw themselves at Dan at this point.
Yeah.
And so Dan has never given me $8. But Dan taught me... about Instagram. You know, he was the king of Instagram. And a lot of people think, you know, it might have been organic. But Dan knew, he knew, like, he would get into the algorithms and, like, the PR aspect of it. Like, Dan kind of taught me about how to work these brands and how to get a deal. And he made my Instagram blow up so I could take care of myself. So he kind of did all that. Yeah. And he'll tell you he did that. He told me, he said, I don't want a girl to rely on me. I want her to be able to take care of herself. Blah, blah, blah. And, like... You know, he gave me an audience and I did okay with it.
And in a, and in a weird way, your life changes. Like, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine, like, I've flown in private jets, but mm-hmm. I've never been bored in a private jet. And some of those pictures, everyone just likes, looks like, whatever.
Oh my God.
Like, what were some of the trips you went on?
I remember... the Alabama one for sure, where I got a part in this movie, and I thought that was insane. Extraction. It's on Netflix now, I think. It's got Bruce Willis, Dan.
Did you meet Bruce Willis?
No, I didn't. I met the guy from Twilight, though, the hot vampire.
Oh.
He was in our scene,
Robert?
No, the hot one. The other one. What's his name? There's a hotter one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Or something. But I met him. We went to Colorado. I'm trying to think what else. And I know, I mean, the Vegas trips were also like... interesting.
So Dan has a house in LA and in Vegas?
Yeah. Really? And the Vegas one he prefers. And it's bigger and there's a lot more like fun things to do. And it's not even just, one time we took a helicopter to a NASCAR race. So one day we helicopter to like the pit crew of NASCAR. Just like crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, how long did you guys date for?
Maybe like 4 or 5 months. It was like he and I.
Yeah.
And dating Dan is still like, dating's in quotations. It's not like... the same as dating anyone else. He's still going to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, you know, the main boo and who he cared about.
Yeah. And then you see it start spreading out and you're like,
yeah,
I don't want to lose you as a friend.
Yeah.
But this isn't how my life's going to be.
Yeah, no, I never chased him and he couldn't be monogamous, at least not then. Yeah. I think he has potential for one day, maybe.
Really?
Maybe. I kind of see it. I don't know.
I think all those, I mean, like, I think a lot of guys, I don't know. I he's a different anomaly. Like, mm-hmm. I realized one day I was sitting at a bar and I was sitting with a bunch of other bachelors and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want this to be me. To be the 44-year-old bachelor at the bar, like, talking to girls that are so much younger than me. Like, I was talking to these girls, by the way, who are on the same trajectory as you. Like, they want what you have.
Yeah.
I wish I knew their names on... I followed them on Instagram, but then I had to stop. Because it was like, they just weren't... Instagram's interesting because... If you're shooting shorts and posting them on Instagram and you're trying to be funny, then you'll lose me.
Oh, like the vines and the little... Yeah,
these girls are trying to shoot
especially
vines.
Comedians. I noticed that it kind of irks real comedians.
Yeah.
These kind of cheesy videos.
I told you, I grew my Instagram followers by like 85,000 by just looking at Dan's model of, hey, put some effort into this. If you're going to put a video, don't just, hey, guys, I'm walking down the street. Put some effort. Show some initiative.
Yeah.
He had one video that I saw the other day that I maybe watched. I didn't realize it was on a loop. And I was like, how long is this?
Oh, my God.
So what did you learn? I mean, share what you can. But what are the insights you have on Instagram?
I mean, I don't know. I guess what we really learned, how we built mine was PR. So he would include me in all these articles. So we had a press guy, a publicist, and I would be in like Bro Bible and like Manhunt, like all the manly stuff.
Yeah.
So my name was mentioned everywhere at the same time. And then we did a viral video. So videos are key, especially if you get one viral video.
On Instagram.
So he paid. I think this is the one thing he ever bought for me. He paid for this photographer to do a shoot with me and this videographer where I ran in slow-mo in a tank top. And it got 9 million views.
Wait, can I find this?
Yeah, you can find it. It's like Lindsay Paylaw slow-mo. And it's like... And at the time, it grew. I mean, millions, millions. It was everywhere. And so that viral video.
I know
video,
what my next viral video is going to be.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer slow-mo.
Put
me in like a loose-fitting Speedo.
Do it. And do a wife beater like mine.
All right. This is the video. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that shit went everywhere.
Oh, this is, by the way.
There are a lot of copies, too, so. That music might not be the right one.
It's not, I don't think.
Because it'll have a crazy amount of views.
This, by the way, this is exactly what it is. Is someone...
stealing all my shit.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy that your video is so big that it's... I can't fucking... videos. What's the background?
It's like the song Dream. It's like this old song from like the 50s.
Here, you tap on it and let me know.
Let's see.
So that really just blew you up, that one video?
Yeah.
Really?
Crazy. And so mixed with Dan taking pictures with me, you know, like shout outs, the video, and that was all it really took.
He's a really fascinating guy.
He's a crazy guy.
And I think this sounds really bizarre, but I feel like I know him better now knowing you, because there's a part I think that people think about you that they go, that you're so pretty that they go, oh, she must have nothing to say.
Maybe so, which sucks.
Yeah, but that's how the way.
Yeah. Like, fucking... And I can't really blame anybody anymore, too, because I'm out here and I meet, we'll find it. But I meet like all
you find
these.
It?
No, but there's okay. Like 4 million.
Okay.
But I meet all these Instagram girls, too. So I get involved with all the pretty girls that you see online, too.
Yeah.
And so often they are exactly what you think. Like, fucking boring.
You're not boring at all. You know that, right?
I hope I'm not boring. I don't think I'm boring.
You're not boring at all. I said to you I wanted to do a call in sick to work show. And I called my manager that day and I said, I want to do something with Lindsay Pellis. I met her. She's really cool, and I think we can figure something out. I think live my call and sick to work show. My problem is I'm trying to redefine it. I want it to be something other than just straight stand up.
Yeah.
I want it to be something big. And then they were like, "Well, what can she do?" And I was like, "Well, first of all, you know, I think a lot of people would love to meet her. I think that's a great opportunity for meet and greets." But I go, "I don't know." I said, "I'm going to podcast with her. I'll find out what she wants." And now talking to you, I'm like, "Oh, sky's the fucking limit. We can do a live show in a heartbeat."
Yeah.
You're very, very, very... I keep saying this, and I hope it's not coming out as an insult. You're so different than what I watch on Instagram.
No, I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, and you have to be shallow online, too. Yeah. I know that's lame. Like, on Twitter, I'm very honest and I'm very funny. Like, Twitter, I'll say whatever the fuck I want because it's the platform for that.
Yeah.
But Instagram, it's for photos, really. So, at least for me. And I know that that's my monetary gain. And so I kind of keep my personality and my, you know, my innermost who I am to like a minimum.
Yeah.
And also because we're doing reality TV soon. So I don't want to give away. I wouldn't mind.
Are you doing a reality TV show?
Yeah.
Can you talk about it?
I don't know. See, you know, I always sign these stupid papers and I don't know what I sign.
Oh, yeah?
But I can say with pretty much like all my certainty that we have this show that will come out on a major network. And you'll be able to see more of like who I am as a person. And I'm like, you know, we'll save it. Like, think what you want until then. And then, you know.
Yeah, you're not calculated.
No.
Like, that's the cool thing about that. The cool thing about a podcast is this conversation mm-hmm. is why they're good. Is that there's no like branding first.
Oh, God. The plugs.
And that was the big thing. We talked about this, but one of the big things when I got out here were spokesmodels. Mm-hmm. Every girl wanted to be a spokesmodel. And you just, there was no, and I was on a show that was the platform for spokesmodels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the most beautiful women in LA were on this show. It's called The X Show. And girls would come out and they'd be models. And then they all had deals did photo shoots for Maxim.
Yeah.
And there was one of them that was interesting. Just one.
Yeah.
That I knew that was, I was like, I could talk to. The rest were so fucking corrugated cardboard boring.
Dude.
I was like, I can't.
They're all like that. And you know what's crazy too? I've had these friends here that were girls like that. And they started out as normal friendships. But I literally realized one girl I knew was inviting people to her birthday with like 100,000 followers plus. Like you weren't invited to her birthday if you didn't matter online.
Yeah.
And you get to this birthday and it's like 20 people who don't give a fuck about each other. And it's boring. Like that's literally like how it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. Because there is a shallowness. Like, it's funny, and from my side of the business, you'll get people that are that like if you're when I was on Travel Channel, they would be like, "Hey, good to see you." They're friendly,
mm-hmm.
but then once my special came out and I started moving tickets and things changed a little bit, they're a little nicer
yeah.
because they feel like they might be able to get something from you, and you're like, "That's not how you should be ever."
No.
Yeah.
Never.
And it's not how I am. I like people for, I like people for simple reasons. Like I like the people I like and that I put on this podcast. There are guys that I could tell you I put on the podcast that I love. I think they're the funniest guy in the world. I'm doing more of trying to show them to my fans and go, this is how cool this person is.
Yeah.
Than as that I can get it. I mean, there's people I could definitely get on that would bring me numbers. That it doesn't matter because I've got to sit here for an hour and talk to them. You know.
Yeah.
Now, so what do you want to do? Like, other than reality shows, like, what's your...
Oh, I have an answer to this, actually. No, I've been reading, like, all these success books. Like, I got my, you know, 10-year plan.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. No, well, I feel like reality, you know, and I came here and I did all the shit. Like, I tried the acting classes and I did the castings for, like, a few months.
So then, okay, let's go back to the story then. So, you date Dan, life's
date
fucking
Dan.
Crazy.
Yeah, and at the time, Dan was really into acting. He was booking a lot of roles and taking coaching and, like, so I kind of got into that a little bit. You know, I got my SAG card. Made me think I could do some stuff.
Yeah.
And I take classes and I realize the acting thing is just not, it's great. It's fun. But the amount of work to go to one casting, it was just wasting my time, my money, my efforts. It was just silly.
It's desperate.
I'm
nothing against actors and I act and I'm acting again in July.
Yeah.
But for me, for the most part, it's, I couldn't just be an actor.
No.
I want to have control of my own career.
Yeah.
I do my podcast. I do stand up. I'll do television every now and then. I hosted reality if I want, mm-hmm. If I like the project, and I'll create projects for myself, but I can't, you can't call me and go, you have an audition at 4.
Yeah.
I'm like,
hate that
you're
shit.
Fucking my day up.
No, I hate that shit. No, I'm the same way. And it took a long time for me to be like, no, I don't want to, I'm turning down this like chance, but it sucks.
Yeah.
No way. So I've gotten comfortable with reality. Like it took a while for me to think it was cool, but reality's not going anywhere and I'm much better unscripted.
Yeah.
And it's just the best way for me and the people who follow me. So we're going to do the reality thing. And then long term, I'm interested in being like a talk show host. Like, I know it sounds crazy and it's like a big dream, but Kelly Ripa's not going to be around for that much. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, Kelly Ripa's going to have an expiration date. Oprah is to Rachel Ray. Yeah. Where's the next young, super hot, fun girl who's not fucking Tommy Lauren?
Yeah.
Who's going to do something? And I think, I don't know, I feel like the best thing about being popular ever is you get to leave a lasting impact somewhere in some good way. And I think that's going to be my way to do it. But that's like, you know, when so I'm 35.
Let's start at ground level. Yeah.
Reality, get to know me. That's really what I want.
My buddy Dan is listening to this right now. Dan is a producer.
Mm-hmm.
He created my shows. He created Man vs. Food.
Oh,
he's a really great producer. And right now, he's losing his mind. And he knows that... He knows that I know that he listens to every episode.
Yeah.
And I know that he's going, what's her TV show? What would you want to do in single camera hosted reality?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, it's Lindsay, where's your passion? We want to travel with you. Maybe it's a Travel Channel show.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Food Network show. Very doable. Very sellable. Dan is right now going, I can make this deal happen in a second.
Yeah.
But what do you want to do? What are you passionate about? What would you be interested
in? I'm really passionate about, I know it's super lame, but we have so many like racy topics now with like climate change and then, you know, race and sex and feminism and like, you know, all these like super scary kind of topics.
Yeah.
But we can make them a little like funnier. Like we can make them a little more casual.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would love to do something like that. I love like Chelsea Handler's show where she has... You know, she talks about hot topics, interviews a celebrity, and then she has an expert. Have you watched it lately on Netflix?
I have not.
Like one of her episodes, she brought in a fucking expert on Mars. And you just sat there and you learned about Mars for 5 minutes. And it was fucking great. Like, I don't know. I just love that kind of thing. But I love making like scary subjects a little bit easier to talk about. And I feel like because whenever people kind of argue about something, they get angry and you shut them off.
Yeah.
But when you can be a little bit funnier about seeing someone else's perspective, I think that I don't know. I think that's a real key.
It's one of the frustrations with what's going on with media these days is that it's polarized. So they're only telling their side of the story, both sides.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a middle ground. I want that middle ground of someone that just tells me, I don't even know if I need them to tell me the truth. Just tell me what are lies.
Yeah.
Just pull the lies out and go, that's not accurate.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think would fascinate me. What about if you could go to 5 countries right now, where would you want to go?
Oh my God, Egypt, for sure. I've heard, I almost went to Cairo last summer, so I'm like, that's kind of on the list. Where else? Like, I've never been to Italy, I've never been to Paris.
Really?
It's not a country, but Paris, France.
Yeah.
Where else? Amsterdam, I've never done that.
Do you smoke pot?
I can.
You can?
I've done it, yeah. Sometimes I have a great experience, sometimes I'm insane.
Yeah, I got very high last night.
Yeah, I can't.
Got very high last night, and I came home and all I know that is I ended up water picking my mouth for like a half an hour because I was like, I think I got food in my teeth.
Stop.
So Egypt, Paris, Italy.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
What would you want to do in Egypt?
Party a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I want to party a little bit. My friends, I have some friends that are from there. So, and I mean, of course, like the pyramids and all the fun stuff. But
what if I feel like you could do a show where it's you and like a couple friends. Like really fish out of water.
Yeah.
Like real fish out of water.
I love that, yeah.
Who would you go with? Who are your close friends?
I have an actual like real squad of friends that I'm proud of and none of them have an IMBD.
IMDb.
Yeah, whatever. See? See, none of them have that, which is how you know they're real friends. Like none of them are trying to get anything from me. But I have a great friend from Louisiana. And she's taller. She's like, she's black, but she's light skin and blonde hair. Like she's like the yin to my yang. We're like Ren and Stimpy, like Pinky and the Brain. The two of us together are insane. We used to bartend together, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So
what's
we've
her
been
name?
Friends.
Shy.
The funniest bitch I've ever met.
Is she on Instagram too?
Oh yeah.
What's her shy? What?
Shy.f.
Shy.f. Dan, Google shy.f.
But my best friend for a few years, like hilarious. And then I had this beautiful Spanish friend. Her name's Cambria. I mean, stunning, the prettiest smile. Like, she's so pretty. And they're all really pretty, but she's just interesting because she's like carefree and bubbly.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, we're all young and we're all just like, I don't know.
Oh, let me tell you what
I just
I'll
have
tell
like
you
real
show.
Friends
and
we're
guys.
Fun. Like, we
I
have
want
a blast.
You and your.
And one of them's Egyptian. My other friend, Mary. My friend, Mary, gets drunk and says funny shit. And she is like 30, doesn't know what she's doing with her life, which is funny as fuck.
Yeah.
But she's just like, we're just like a crew.
I love it. I would watch a show for summer programming of you guys on a boat traveling, yes. just island hopping.
Oh my God.
Just going island to island to island to island. And then every season you're like, guys, this year we're going to Micronesia.
Illegal things on the boat?
Yes.
Is this a Netflix type of show or
No.
Cable network?
I don't even know if cable network's going to be around anymore.
I know.
It's bizarre. But I would watch that. In a heartbeat. A lot of bikinis, lots of Mai Tais, yeah. Lots of like jumping off stuff, lots of slow-mo.
My funny would be like watching my friends talk to locals.
Oh.
They're fearless in what they say.
It would be cool to see you guys, you know, go in like, you know, like we did and go into like places like Tanzania with the Maasai tribe and roll bones,
yeah.
and have them tell you your future.
Sick.
It would be really, that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
And you're getting all these cool life experiences. I mean, the Masters is going to, I'm really hoping that happens. I'm going to release this Tuesday, so we'll know by then.
I know.
But
fingers crossed.
You have no idea how difficult it is. Like, you have no idea what a privilege it is to be invited to go to show up at the Masters.
Yeah.
It is something that, myself included, is like a life goal.
Cool.
I watch the Masters every year. I watch the Masters with my dad on the phone, and we talk through it. Like, yeah. We watch the final round.
So cool.
And now that I started this, I'm like, oh, I definitely don't want you marrying a golfer. You're way too fucking interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to think about marrying.
Yeah. Then what about be honest?
You don't
have to answer the question.
What?
But is this guy Grayson? Is he cute?
Yeah, he looks cute.
Like, would you hook up?
I haven't done like a crazy amount of stalking, which is crazy. Well, I would. I'm telling you, it sounds very much like a lie, but I will never know if I like you until I meet you. I'm not a physical girl. Like, I really.
You don't look at physical.
No,
attributes.
And a lot of times I'm even worse. I see a very pretty person, like a man who might seem pretty. And I'm like, oh, he looks like fucking trouble. He looks terrible.
Really?
Yeah. So it really takes like getting to know someone for me to like them.
This guy sounds like he sounds like someone I'd like.
Yeah.
Grew up in North Carolina.
He's definitely like ballsy.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah. And he's got good taste. Yeah.
I like to think so.
You should totally. Can you imagine if he goes and he qualifies and then wins the Masters?
Could you imagine if I dropped the bag? That's what I'm thinking about.
It's good. By the way, the bag is going to be heavy as shit. And it's going to be hot as fuck. It's Atlanta.
Oh, God.
It's going to be... Or where is the bathroom?
It's Houston.
No, it's not Houston.
God, I'm dumb.
No, it's in Georgia. The Masters takes place in Georgia.
Oh.
In Augusta.
Oh.
Yeah. So when do you find out?
I think Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, Friday. The pressure.
Have you talked to him since?
No.
Wait, all you've talked to him is on...
On Twitter, like in public.
Are you serious?
And my publicist has like spoken with some of his people too. So like about if I would really go.
Really?
Yeah. Which I mean, I'm down.
Yeah. I Googled your name this morning and the first thing that came up was Lindsay hopes they have sexy caddy outfits.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did say that.
Form-fitting caddy outfits.
Yeah. Someone caught me outside the club. Of course I hope they're sexy.
What's it like when TMZ comes up to you?
It's okay.
Do they drive you nuts or?
No, they're nice. But I mean, I realize how easy it is for a celebrity to like stumble and say something fucked up.
Yeah.
Because that's something you're really not, you know, now if you say the wrong thing, even slightly, even in the wrong context, you can get crucified.
Yeah.
Online, especially with the way they can word things and spin things. So I know how easy it is to say something ignorant. And that's what makes me nervous because I drink sometimes too. So I can go out. I can say the wrong thing pretty fast. So I'm always trying to be careful not to do that.
So what's like an average day in your life look like?
It's always so different.
Really?
I'm usually like, I'm very, like I work in spurts. So sometimes I will, like today, I'm going to go by my pool in my bikini and I'm going to answer like 150 emails. I'm setting up events for Vegas next month to go host. So I'm kind of organizing today. It's like a big organizing day.
Okay, start me at the beginning of this. So you're going to go by your pool in your bikini and do live chat?
No. I'm just going to answer my emails. So I'm going to go through all my work.
So you're just
going to
get some sun.
Yeah, I'm going through, you know, campaigns, photo shoots, and events that I can host. And I'm going through what my publicist has sent me. So I'm going to do that. And then...
So you get requests from like clubs to, hey, will you come out and hang out at our club?
Yeah, I host a lot.
Really?
I'll be in Vegas in like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Where?
At Light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever, I've never been, but it should be fun. I love
and so,
Vegas.
What does that job entail? Do you show up and then they just go?
Literally, you show up and you party. You can drink, and a lot of girls. I know a lot of girls who do it too, and they don't really like turn up. But yeah. I feel like if you pay me, I'm going to turn up.
Yeah.
And like I will make them give me a tray of shots, and I'm going to meet everyone I can, and we're going to like have a good time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Last year I hosted all summer and it was just, I mean, it's a blast. It's the easiest money too.
Really?
Yeah.
And they put you up?
Yeah.
They put you up. I'm sure they buy your drinks.
Yeah.
And they pay you.
Oh yeah. You get a table. And then there's like a lot of press. Like, it's just really fun. I'm on like a billboard in Vegas for no reason other than I'm going to party.
Shut up. Okay. Yeah. So that's one thing. Best. And then you obviously have photo shoots.
Photo shoots. Yeah. And there's a lot lately. I haven't had to take a lot because I've been creating my own content for brands I work with. So it's just,
so a brand different. Will work with you. They'll say, we'd like to be in your Instagram.
Yeah. Like right now I work with one fitness company. So we have a consistent relationship. So we'll do workout videos together. I'll post with their products, shooting their apparel, like constantly.
Okay.
But,
I didn't even notice that. Like, I don't think I noticed that there's brands in your pictures.
Good. I try to keep it to a minimum, but you know, that is how you make money.
Really?
Yeah.
And so... So you've got campaigns, you've got hosting parties,
photo shoots, and then there's press events here because LA's always got something popping, and networking really is like huge. So tomorrow I'll go to a charity event, I'll get all dressed up, do like a red carpet, and then you know immediately when I go home, I'm reviewing a contract, and I'm doing voiceovers for our potential show. So just like random shit all the time.
Really?
But it's weird. So this will be my week where I like organize, and next week I'll probably be in action. So I'll be shooting every day or like doing everything I set up.
You know, it's so funny. You look so different from picture to picture.
I know.
Like sometimes I don't even think it's you.
No, there's a lot of like there's makeup. Makeup changes everything. My hairstyles.
First form. Okay.
That's God my damn, squad.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. There are products all over this goddamn
thing.
They're
the coolest. Yeah. No, they're so cool.
That's great. Do you work out a lot?
I do. Yesterday I worked out 3 times. I get
what time do you need to be out of here?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I won't cool hold day. You too long, but that's crazy. These are all fucking...
Yeah.
These are... I never... Guys, there's another one. That's great. And so how many pics? I can't believe I'm such an idiot. I didn't realize that this is a campaign.
No, I love that you didn't.
So how often do you have to do photo shoots? Do you have to always keep them coming?
Yeah. It's important to keep like sexy stuff coming so you keep your engagement up.
Yeah.
And then I have to produce the content for like the brands. Kind of constantly.
So the first form will come to you and say, we want to do something. Can you figure it out?
Yeah.
And you go, I'll come up with the idea.
Yeah. And well, they'll kind of give you too, like, they'll say, I'll pay you this much for this many posts a month. Go ahead. And so you have to do it because they can fire me anytime they want. And, you know, the campaigns end a lot. So I just give it the best I can now. And then.
Have you thought about doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Because what you're talking about and your personality is very broad. I think is very. I'm broad's the wrong answer, wrong word. But you're very accessible. You're very conversational. And I think you know with the video element in your podcast, bringing on people you find interesting.
Yeah.
People that you run into. You run into people like Steve Aoki and be like, hey, I'd love to have you on my podcast. That guy's fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
He's really fascinating. But like, I think you should totally do a podcast. Produce it. Very simple camera setup like this, mm-hmm. and have your friends on and put it online and put it on YouTube. I can't see that not being huge.
I know. It's so much work, though.
It's not that much work.
It's not.
Look at
maybe
this.
I need to learn.
I hit that button and I hit this button and that's it.
Shit.
And I'm interested. That's the hardest part because I've not been interested in podcasts. I'm very interested in you. My wife went through every single one of your photos the other day.
Oh.
Like just scrolling through and going like, and at one point she goes, she said it in the most vulnerable fucking way ever. So my wife does not look like you. She looks, she's like a regular, she's like a mom.
Yeah.
She's 46, you know?
Yeah, just not glam.
Yeah, yeah. And so she goes, at one point she said, and she says she didn't say it like this. She goes, she like looks up from one of your pictures. She goes, do you really think she's pretty? And I was like,
stop!
My heart melted.
Like, no, the answer is no.
Like, not like
no,
you,
she
babe.
Looks like shit.
And in my head, I called my friend immediately. I was like, guess what, my wife? Like, but my wife is such a hard ass that you would never see any vulnerability from her ever. I was
that's
like,
so sweet.
But I'm so bummed She went camping today with my daughter, and I wanted you to meet her so badly.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have been great.
No, I'm so like harmless too. It's so stressful when girls or guys, like especially girlfriends or boyfriends. Boyfriends get stressed out when I'm with their girlfriend.
Really?
They think I'm going to bring them around like movie stars or some, I swear. And, you know, one of my best friends, this happened recently. She and her boyfriend are fighting. He sends her an email, like, you know, because she's blocked him. They're, you know, it's very dramatic. He sent her an email, and my name was mentioned, and it said something like, are you going to go around with Payless and meet movie stars? It was because I'd, like, man.
Let's talk about movie stars.
Oh,
for
God.
A second.
It was because I don't know.
Just say it.
He's the movie star. I had a moment with the movie star, my biggest dream crush, maybe like
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm not saying any names.
Just tell me. Just mouth it like
I'm
this.
I'm
going to
go.
Me. Mouth it like this to me.
What? Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, but no, at some point in my life, not in the recent future, definitely not. No, I just had a moment. And it wasn't even anything, like I didn't hook up with him or anything, but we definitely were like surrounded by like beautiful A-list movie stars all partying. And so, you know, my friend's boyfriend cites me in the fucking breakup email. Like, you want to hang out with Lindsay, you know, Payless and the movie star.
I didn't realize that. You're right. Oh, I don't care. My wife, you're more of a threat to me by hanging out with my wife than being with me.
Yes, it's true.
Because if you took my wife out and you're like, oh, just giving you a heads up, that's Dwight Yoakam. He wants to come over and say hi to my wife. We're like, oh, I'm fucking leaving my husband right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so insane.
No, it sucks. And because I'm never like, I never hook up. Like, I'm never going out to hook up, but I'm literally there for the fun.
Can I tell you who I wanted to set you up with?
Who?
One of my really good friends is best friends with Johnny Depp.
Oh, fun.
And Johnny Depp, I think. I don't think a guy like that ever goes through a breakup. I'm sure he's going through a divorce, and they're hanging out all the time. And so badly, I wanted to be like, yo, Doug, let me just, like, this chick's cool as shit.
That'd be fun.
Oh, Johnny Depp's fun
He'd
as fuck.
Cool. I always date that kind of guy, too. I made out with, like, Sean Penn one night, too. And it's very much I have a pattern with these. And it's not that I seek them. It's just like a thing. But like Dan, even my boyfriend now, Callum,
Who's your boyfriend now?
He's this guy in London. He recently did a Famously Single on E, the show here. He's the son of this legend in London, this legendary soccer player in the 60s. This big playboy heartthrob like.
Money?
He's got okay money, but the dad was like the Michael Jordan of fucking soccer.
Really?
In the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Callum's, and you know, in London, your name matters. So Callum's always been a socialite growing up. He dated like Lindsay Lohan, like all these other famous women. And he's got a bad reputation kind of being this playboy.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, they're the ones who like me more than a normal guy.
Really? Well, you know what? I can tell you why. I know the pattern already. Guys like me don't talk to girls like you. And so in a weird way, girls like you end up going, how come no one's talking to me? How come only the fucking playboys are talking to me?
Yeah.
It's because guys like Dan Bilzerian they're like, fuck it. You miss every shot you don't take.
Yeah.
Guys like me would go, fuck it. It's not going to happen anyway. I mean, it's my whole life. My wife asked me out.
Aww.
Like I met her. I was like, I wanted to take her out, but I was like, you know what? Girls like that don't take guys like me. And she called my roommate and said, hey, what the fuck's up with your roommate? Like we hung out and I thought he was going to call me.
Oh,
my
that's
roommate's
so
like,
cute.
My roommate's like, yeah, he's not going to call you. She just put him on the fucking phone. And then I got on the phone. She goes, hey, if you ask me out, I'll say yes. And I went, will you go out with me?
That is the cutest thing
so we
thing
went
ever
on
heard.
A date. Yeah. But the average guy is a good person. I think that. And the average guy like me just goes, it's not, I'd rather not, not deal with the rejection.
I don't know. I feel like it's something too. Like there's like science about why men cheat and why women cheat, and men it's for insecurity reasons. So maybe a guy who doesn't feel like he could compete or be with someone like that's the ones who cheat on me. Like don't make it work. Like, I don't know.
Really?
Don't commit. Yeah.
So you're dating this guy in London right now.
Yeah.
But you've been around. I mean, sliding into the DMs is
it happens.
Give me some dirt.
God, some of them are fucking terrible because some of them are very publicly dating people. Some are married, and I mean, I don't like engage in it. But I mean, like I've already admitted that like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC people have hit me up because I think that's hilarious because as a child, like I would have died for that. So to be at this age and they're hitting me up, I'm like, wow, like all those years of dreaming, like they fucking worked. It's crazy. Literally, I
By
mean,
the way, the only one I'd probably want to date is the Chris guy with the great jaw.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
No, not that one. He's a frump. I'm talking about the who's the Backstreet Boy with the high cheekbones, dark hair, striking dark eyebrows?
JC Chazet?
Is that the tall
one? Or Kevin?
One?
Kevin. That's your type?
Kevin's the dude.
Oh my God.
I always thought I looked I told Nick Lachey I looked like the frump from 98 Degrees. We were getting makeup done on Rachel Ray. And I was like, yeah, everyone always told me I look like the frumpy guy from 98 Degrees. And he's like, I don't know who the frumpy guy is. I go, there's one of you guys that you like, clearly he must be a good singer because why is he in the band?
No.
And he walked in the fucking makeup room. And I was like, oh, the whole fucking band's here?
Oh,
and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, that one, by the way, that's who I look like. Yeah.
Stop.
Nick Lachey's a really good dad.
I'm
That's
so sad too.
Him.
Like I don't even remember anyone but Nick Lachey in 98 Degrees.
The two brothers.
He was 98
his
Degrees.
Brother, yeah, he was.
God,
Jessica Simpson's
days.
Gorgeous too.
Yeah, she's and her husband is super hot now. She's making a lot of money. She's got a hot like Silver Fox husband.
Yeah,
I'm proud of her.
Yeah, I always thought she'd be funny shit. Although I did date morons. I'm not saying that Jessica Simpson's a moron, but clearly I think there is some. Connective synapses not hitting sometimes.
Yeah.
And it is fun for like a few months, but it gets old.
Yeah, dating a dummy.
Dating dummies, definitely. So you made out with Sean Penn. Did he smell like cigarettes?
The whole place smelled like cigarettes. We were at this like private kind of lounge in Vegas. I don't know how I weaseled my way in there. You know.
But what's it like for you to go to a club? Do you text your publicist and go, I'm going to be here tonight.
I have a lot of friends. Like, I really do have a bunch of buddies. So I can go to Vegas and I call up a certain friend. And then here in LA, you got all the promoters and all your like regular go-to friends. So I kind of have like a squad. Yes. So I usually go out. It's usually not that many like meeting new people kind of thing. But in Vegas, it is for sure.
Yeah.
And there are certain like nights, you know, Tao opened up this new club in LA and there's a lot of celebrities. So some nights are just those nights where you like might meet someone, like the big nights.
I'm so far removed from that. Like only because I don't know if I'd enjoy it. I don't know what there is there for me.
Yeah.
You know, like I definitely like drinking.
Yeah.
I probably like looking at people.
Yeah.
I'd like to hang out with celebrity, like a meet like a Leonardo DiCaprio, but I would want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Like I'd want to be like, oh, I got naked at your house one time. You don't know that, but you were out of town. You're shooting some Blood Diamond movie and we all got naked at your house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was, I have the pictures on Facebook. But
it's dope.
Well, who's someone you've been starstruck by?
It's surprising. It's never been a man. It's never been a man that I've dreamed of. Like, you know, you'd think it would be. I get so nervous when I meet a housewife. I am the biggest Bravo fucking fan. I love them.
Oh,
I think the
really?
Women are like glamorous. I think they're dope. They're funny. Like they're the best.
Really?
And so I've met, I met one of my biggest like idols. I love like Erica Jane. Have you heard of her? This stunning lady on The Real Housewives. She's like 42. She's a fucking dance pop star. So she makes these gay, not gay, but they're dance tunes. So they're really huge in they're dance tunes. So they're big in the gay kind of community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So she's a celebrity with all the boys and she's just fabulous. She's married to the, one of the biggest attorneys ever, the guy who did the Aaron Brockovich case, Tom Girardi.
Yeah.
So she's stunning. She's blonde. She's on Dancing with the Stars. I met her at a podcast once and I like hardly got ready for it. Like didn't give a fuck about going to this podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're waiting on one more guest. I'm like, who? They're like, Erica Jane. And I'm like, holy shit. Like I would have like gotten full glam. I would have done like everything differently. Yeah. But I'm such a fan. And she ended up having me on her music video. I got invited to do a big music video with her and just like the coolest.
Really?
And I've sat next to like Lisa Vanderpump on a plane.
Who's Lisa Vanderpump?
Oh my God, the coolest. She's a huge housewife, English lady. She owns like a bunch of restaurants in LA. Anyone on Bravo, like, because I'm a big fan.
Really?
Yep.
So ideally, your ideal network to be on would be Bravo?
I mean, yeah. Really? I love it. I love Andy Cohen. Like, I love the way they kind of create celebrities and they kind of, you know, intertwine them with, I don't know. I just love them.
I think that's what your podcast should be, just reviewing episodes of Desperate Housewives or whatever the Housewives
God,
are.
God, I love to. I mean, it's so good. It's,
today, these podcasts don't have to be what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it first started, it was what we're doing now. It's more like a informal, fun, lighthearted interview to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And I think, personally, those are my favorite. You get to know someone. But there are ones, my wife and I tried to review Black Sails every week, but we just got behind in watching it. But there are ones where, you know, you just focus. And there's a lot of people that would listen to you guys talk about the Housewives.
God, that'd be fun.
That would be fucking...
I love those ladies.
So no to Riff Raff, huh?
Oh my God, no to Riff Raff.
He slid in the DMs.
I actually gave him my cell phone number, so he's texted me before.
Really?
Yeah, but... You know, no Riff Raff. I was going to go out just because he was performing. I was like, I might as well go out with Riff Raff.
Yeah. How about Simon Rex?
Oh, my God. No, he's friends with Callum, actually. So we've had dinner together before.
Simon's been on the podcast.
Yeah, he's really cute and he's funny.
He's really good looking. He's 6'3". That's the thing that catches you off guard. You forget how tall he is. And he's really fucking cool. But it was at the very beginning of the podcast. And I don't know if I did a very good job interviewing him.
Why?
Because I was back when I would get nervous.
Yeah.
And like, by the way, Simon Rex, I'm older than you are, but he was a VJ when I was into watching MTV.
No way. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's how he started. He was a VJ.
Wow.
And then he started doing movies, but he was on like a sitcom that was all over the subways in New York when I lived in New York.
Oh.
So like, all those pictures of him everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's someone who I find fascinating because his rapping, I think, is good. So
I've seen some of those.
Dirt Nasty.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed his rapping and his lifestyle. So interesting. He introduced me to one of my favorite rappers. I can't remember his name right now, but there was a rapper that he was good friends with that they worked together. I wanted to say it's Jesse. It's not. We can't believe I can't remember it. But and I ended up really enjoying this guy's rap and listening to it all the time. And so when I hit him up, I was like, dude, come over. And he came over. He came in the back gate. And as soon as I saw him, I went, whoa, you're striking. Like, you're 6'3", great jawbone. Like,
yeah, no, he really is cute.
Yeah.
It's funny because when I started dating Callum, it was really fast. And so we went out like 12
Google
nights in a row.
Looks like.
Yeah, Google Callum.
What's his name?
He looks like, I mean, he looks a little pretty, so he looks douchey. But we'll give it to him.
He's gorgeous.
Callum Best.
His last name's Best.
Yeah, and it really
and his
is.
His dad was the.
Yeah. His dad was George Best.
C-A-L-U-M.
Yeah. But we all go to dinner with his boys here in LA, and Simon's one of them. And it's just me. I'm the only girl at the table with like 10 of his best
Jesus
dudes.
Christ.
What?
Fuck.
I know.
This guy's fucking gorgeous.
He is okay. Like nervous
he's got
with some
chest
of them.
Tattoos. Is that with him with the beard? Jesus.
If you click any article under his name, too, it's going to be like, here's a list of every girl he's ever dated in his life. It's like 40 pictures of 40 girls.
Is he sweet?
He's sweet. He's gentlemanly. He's definitely got like, he didn't treat me like shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he can be difficult.
He can be difficult. Jesus. I could never get all these tattoos because I would never be able to keep up with them.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never be able to keep my body in shape to make them look good. They'd be like, I just look like some guy that got sent to prison.
And no.
Like, now I'm the guy that runs Keefe's in weed. Like, I would never look like that. So how long have you guys been together?
It's been like 8 months or so.
Oh, that's long.
It's long, but it's kind of weird because we don't see each other that much because he's there and I'm here. And he's filmed two shows in between us dating, which, you know, takes like 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And a reality show. Both of the shows, it was one of those situations where he was stuck in somewhere. So he couldn't text me for one of them for
oh,
six
really?
Weeks. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. So we've just kind of, it's kind of been strange.
That's really interesting. And what's the plan? Are you guys going to like?
The plan, I'm supposed to go to London pretty soon unless we decide to go somewhere
warm. Oh, that's
right.
You texted me and you were like,
yeah,
I may not be able to do that. I think I'm going to London.
I mean, the plan, like, it's just kind of, we'll see how it goes.
And are you one of those people that you're like, listen, you're in London, I'm here. It's whatever you want to do is whatever you want to do. Or are you like, hey, listen, let's be.
See, I'm like that. I give him a little freedom, like, because I can't stress.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like a stressful girlfriend. And I know I know his past. I know who I'm dating. So I'm not going to be stressed out thinking that he's 100% faithful.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe he is. Yeah. But he would die if he thought I was with someone else. And I'm faithful by nature. Like, I don't really like that many boyfriends. I mean, it's exhausting. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. We just kind of let it go.
Okay. So let's talk about our possibility of doing a live show together.
Yeah.
What do you think? How would you envision it? Like, what would you like to do?
I mean, what wouldn't I like to do? Not like extreme sports. So.
No. We're talking about a live stage show. Live stage show, okay. Me and you doing a call in sick to work show. I think this is a platform for you to take chances on something you'd like to try.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know what I think would be cool?
What?
Is we co-host a podcast.
Yeah.
And we bring on people that you're interested
in. See, I'd love that. Because that way I'm not doing the work, to be honest.
Yeah.
You tell me what to do. But I've actually thought about this before, interviewing huge internet stars.
Okay.
That you don't normally see. Like, you don't normally
like
interview.
Who? Give me someone.
Well, I know a few beautiful girls who are actually interesting, too.
Who?
Emily Sears is one of my favorites.
Motherfucker.
One of my favorites.
By the way, you're bigger than her on Google Trends.
Oh, but I still love her. One of my favorites.
Emily Sears is someone I Googled, or I follow as well.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, that's the only other person, Emily and Lindsay. And then I told you I was obsessed with Google Trends.
Yeah.
Google Trends, and you guys have interesting spikes. Well, yeah. How did you meet her?
God, I forget how we actually met, but we became friends through Twitter because we have similar like passions.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit more passionate than me when it comes to feminism and women's.
Really?
She can get a little like angry, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I find her like really interesting. So I like her.
Okay.
And I would do other people. Like I have friends who, like one of my friends, I don't even know if he would want to do it, but his name's like Dan Fleischman. And he's the guy who has literally been running half of our social media shit for like the last few years. These are literally the people who are making products like the U-Wheels happen. These really like these catchy, trendy, viral like businesses. They're
What's
the ones
U-wheel?
Who are in charge of it. Remember the little robot thing that people slid around? Everyone wanted one for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like the hoverboard shit.
Yeah.
I know the people who made that popular. Like, and the way they did it, and how they gave it for free to these people to post. And,
same thing with like the boosted board. They give it to Casey Neistat, and all of a sudden it's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, but these people who are literally like making these businesses happen, like day to day, like real shit.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're really interesting. And who else? I would do like comedians for sure.
What are your favorite comedians? D'Elia, obviously.
I mean, yeah, I have to give him that one. Who else? Oh, I love, lately I love Eliza, blonde.
Yeah,
so funny. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I fucking love Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
I mean.
She's going to be tough for us to get.
I know.
We could definitely get
I love her.
D'Elia, though.
I don't know. Who else? But there's a lot of interesting people. I know the girl who's like famous for twerking. I know a girl who was famous for being the first fit pregnant girl online.
Really?
Just, everybody's kind of, there's just interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can find
them. And you've never met Dane?
No.
Oh, I think you and Dane would get along fucking glowingly.
Really?
Yeah, because he likes, Dane's, by the way, I don't know what people think of Dane. I know what people think of Dane. I know that people have opposing opinions,
mm-hmm.
but from my perspective, he's never been anything but a really sweet, honest, very humble dude.
Interesting.
He's one of my favorite human beings.
I'm shocked I've never even seen him live.
Which
is crazy.
It's,
how have I not done that?
Still,
I don't know.
Well, let me, next time I'm doing a show with Dane, I'll hit you up. I'll direct DM, I'll slide in your DMs and let you know. Because like we're doing shows at the store next week. I'll put you on the list and if you want to come down.
Fun.
But
Those
we should do a live show. I think, I really do think it would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah.
And I think it's something, not saying this like a humanitarian, but I think it's something that I definitely have experience with
mm-hmm.
that I could introduce you to that you'd probably fall in love with and could do on your own without someone like me.
No, I'm down with that.
And I mean, if you brought...
I feel like also the people I pay a ridiculous amount of money to do my publicity, they could find these people for me. So they could find guests for me, actually.
No,
I wouldn't
the
even
reason,
have to do it.
I'll tell you why that won't work.
Why?
I've tried that.
Really?
Yeah, because what it is people promoting products. It's people promoting things. What you want...
Oh, I got another great guest.
Who?
A great guest. The guy... Have you ever heard of the Young Turks?
Yeah.
The Progressive News Network.
Of course.
I met a guy when we did a pop culture show with them or something like that, who I knew from the minute I saw him, I was like, this guy's going to be huge. Like, he's going to be... the next like guy on CNN or like something big, like, and I swear to God, I knew it when I saw him. So I was like, I'm going to keep this friendship because I know he's going places. And, lately he's been all in the news, like all in this, he's viral right now. Cause everything Tommy Lahren puts out, he does one countering it.
Is that the guy what's his name?
Hassan
Piker. Yeah.
They're calling him Woke Bay on the internet.
Really?
Like, he's, because all the girls think he's gorgeous, but he's also like super political and like, you know,
that girl,
he's
Tommy,
really
that girl Tommy, I just started following her on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's an interesting person.
She's interesting. Lately, I mean, with getting the heat, I'm finding her more interesting.
I find
that interesting.
I liked her videos. I thought her videos were good. I don't agree with what she's saying a lot of times, but I do like that. I love that single camera.
I mean, this she's an entertainer.
Yeah. And she's really good at it. And engaging it. And then when she came out and she said she's for abortion, and everyone's like, fuck her. I'm like, hold on.
This is interesting. Yeah, right, guys, now it's getting interesting.
I thought we were all about free speech, everybody. Yeah. Like, this is, she's a woman first. Don't forget that.
Interesting. No, it's getting interesting. And I, you know, one person I follow on Twitter who's super interesting too, he was saying, you know, they think that her views are going to, she's going to kind of be a little bit more moderate. So she does get a show like The View or something else.
Oh, she'd be great on The View.
Oh, so great. Yeah.
She'd be great on The View.
But I find it interesting. But my friend Hassan counters all her videos, and he's going to be great too. Like, one day, I mean, we're young. He's still like 25 like me. Yeah. So in 5 to 10 years, he's going to be all over the TV.
Yeah, well, that's the plan.
Yeah.
I think it is a misstep if you don't have your own podcast. I'm being serious when I say that. 100%. And we will do a live show. I'll have I think I told my manager not to reach out to your manager. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me hang out with her first and see if we can make something happen. But I'm without a doubt, like, you're more than welcome whenever you want. If there's ever a guest I'm having on my podcast and you're like, oh, I'd love to be third mic and hang out and ask some questions, you're more than welcome to. More than,
thank you,
100%. But I think a live show would be fun as shit.
I'm down.
And I think it would be fun drinking.
Yes.
Maybe we do it in Vegas.
Down. By a pool. That'd be the best.
For
like
you
a
guys.
Bikini podcast. See, I've already thought about a talk show name.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm going to go for it, but I kind of like tits and tea.
Tits and tea?
Yeah, where you spill the tea and, you know, tits.
Tits and tea.
Tits to get them in the room.
Yeah, tits to get them in the room. Conversation
spill the tea.
To keep them.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. You got to do it. You
tits
have to do a fucking podcast.
I'm down.
Yeah. But I include the video element. It's very easy to do. It's very cheap. And then I really think it enhances, I think it for your, for what people dig about you.
With tits and tea too, I'd for sure wear a bikini, like every single one, which would be great.
I'll tell you what, I've just figured this out. So we're gonna do, maybe we'll do the first one at the store or somewhere like easy for us all.
Yeah,
we'll get me, you, we'll get Dalia.
Okay. I didn't text
we'll
him back last
Emily
night
Sears.
I didn't text him back.
You did?
No, I did not.
You did not? He texted you last night? Are you serious?
I swear to God. Sorry, Chris. You're still hot.
Me and Chris will wear Speedos, and you and Emily wear bikinis.
Oh my God, I love it.
And we'll do a 4-person live podcast where we drink and we talk and we just shoot the shit.
Okay.
And maybe we'll do it at the store. Maybe we'll do it at the Roxy.
Yeah.
But I think it could be, I mean, Chris is hilarious.
He's all right.
Chris and I can do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
But now that I know you, I think there's no questions asked.
Yeah, let me in.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'll organize it. So let's run through before we wrap up, because I'll get you out of here. We're an hour 15.
Ooh.
Yeah, this has flown fucking by.
Oh, shit.
So we go to the Masters. Let's say Tiger Woods comes up to you.
Okay.
We'll play a game called Birdie or Bogey. Okay.
Okay.
Birdie means.
Yeah.
I definitely go, yeah, this is my number. You want to meet up tonight?
Okay.
Sure, let's do it. We'll hang out.
Yeah.
Callum is pretend.
All right, pretend Callum's out of the picture.
Out of the picture.
Okay.
Birdie or bogey. A bogey is like,
hell no.
It was very nice meeting you. I have to leave now. Okay? So we'll go through, and I'll just pull up some of the golfers' pictures so you can look.
Oh,
at them.
Okay.
Because you may not know their, let's see the top, because top golfers. Top 50 golfers.
There was a lady golfer who sent me a tweet as well, asking if she could give me lessons. And I was like, yeah. And she was like hot, I'm pretty sure.
Who is
Wait,
this?
I swear, it was like a hot lady golfer.
Oh, this is going to be great. All their pictures are right here. Okay. So Tiger Woods comes up. You know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods is like, Lindsay, my name's Tiger. I'm a big fan. Listen, I am having a party in Orlando tonight, and we're all taking my jet down. Would you like to be my
I'm not taking a jet. No. He could take me to dinner, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you definitely go to dinner with Tiger Woods?
I feel like I would like to say no, but I know who I am, and I know he's the very playboy type.
Yeah.
So we would connect.
Really? It'd be,
yeah.
Wow.
I just like, no.
So he's a birdie.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, birdie.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
Wait, I need to see a picture. I've heard of him before, but...
He's left-handed. That's all you need to know. No, I'm kidding.
He's out.
No, hold on. Let's. Okay, so I wish this was bigger.
I like the name Phil.
Let's do... Yeah, yeah. So flip through. See, Phil's next.
He's cute.
He's cute?
Yeah.
He's a little older.
Is he married?
I'm sure he's married.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be married.
Okay, so Phil's a birdie.
Yeah,
say,
sure.
Say the marriage is falling apart.
Oh, God.
And he's like Lindsay. Okay, who's the next one?
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth. Wow, Jordan Spieth might actually listen to this podcast.
Jordan Spieth is cute.
Nice. He's a birdie.
Oh, he's cute. He looks about, like, what, 34 or something?
He's probably pretty young.
Let me see if he's 34. If I got it right, I'm a genius. 23. Holy shit. They're all young.
We just increased the professional golfers that listen to my podcast by 100%. Right now, everyone's going to be a Jordan Spieth going, dude, giving you a heads up. Lindsay Pellis said she'd totally birdie you.
He's super cute.
Okay, Jordan Spieth.
Who's next? We'll go Jordan Spieth. Okay. Next is Rory
McIlroy.
McIlroy. I love the name McIlroy. It sounds very like regal.
You're going to love the fucking Masters.
The McIlroy. Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy. He's cute.
Until you said a little trepidation.
Yeah, he's maybe not my type.
Okay, so Rory, I apologize, buddy. I'm a big fan of your work, but Lindsay's going to bogey you.
Sorry, Rory. Oh, that's cruel. No, I hate to say no. Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
Okay, he's 36. That's a good age.
It's a good age.
Mm. He's cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Adam Scott's back in.
I didn't realize they were all like, I know this is fucked up, but I didn't know that they were all like young and cute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, golfers are studs.
What the hell?
They've got the best fucking life.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, by the way, if any of you guys want me to caddy for you for anything, I will totally go, but my dad has to come also.
Oh, my God. There really is a generational thing where we don't know that. We don't fucking pay attention to golf. I don't know why.
Well, you don't. I do.
No, I swear people our age, it's like, I think it's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't think that we care the same.
I think it's an older sport.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, I mean, my dad has no idea about MMA. Who's that?
The guy. This is Adam Scott.
That's Adam Scott?
Yeah.
Adam Scott. So just out of that list so far that you've seen, is Adam Scott the leader?
He might be.
Really?
Yeah, Adam Scott. And then I like Jordan Spieth. He kind of looked like he had a little flair.
By the way, I think they're both single. Keep going. Who else do we have on the list?
This is so funny. Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Dustin Johnson's married to...
Paulina Gretzky. Yes.
Yeah, he's Dustin 32. Johnson. I don't find him that attractive. But Paulina Gretzky's gorgeous.
Man, he got lucky.
Yeah, he got really lucky. He's a golfer.
Wait, Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus?
77.
Birdie or bogey?
I mean, 77. I'm just kidding. Yeah, for 77, he's a babe. Fuck yeah. Cutie. Jack Nicklaus. He's cute. He looks like he would say some pervy shit. Oh, he's cute. Old men are so freaking cute. Jason Day.
Yeah.
Jason Day looks like he would not like me back, to be honest.
Really?
He looks very much like shit I did would annoy him. I don't know why. Is that weird? Yeah. Like when I look at his face, that's exactly what I think. Like, God, I would annoy the fuck out of him. Is that weird?
I'd drive this guy fucking nuts.
Yeah, I would. He would not like me back.
Sitting crisscross applesauce in front of a full-length mirror in your bra and panties putting on makeup.
No.
He'd be like, nah.
No, he looks like he'd be like super organized. Like my jokes would fall flat. Like, look, doesn't he give you that vibe? Like the way he holds the trophy is very like ding.
Yeah.
He's not casual enough. Who else? Ricky Fowler. He looks so young.
Yeah, they're all
28.
Young.
28. Wow.
Dude, Tiger changed this game for everybody.
What the hell?
Tiger is the greatest. I will always say he's the greatest golfer that ever lived. He changed the game for me. Who are you looking at right now?
Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What the fuck? They're doing all these hairstyles?
Yeah.
I love his swag. I love his orange.
You're going to be at the Masters and Jordan Spieth is going to walk up and be like, "Jordan, what's up?" And he'll be like, "How does Lindsay Pellis know who I am? God.
No, some of them were involved in our tweet exchange, too. But now I should, like, look at who they... I didn't even click. I'm so...
Who were the
I'm
ones
so,
that involved like, in your cheated tweet exchange?
I don't know. I have to go look. But there were. I don't know, Sergio Garcia?
No, that's a pass. That's a bogey.
Why?
Trust me, it's a bogey. I've watched him golf. He's too much energy for you. You don't want it. You know, it's too much trouble.
Henrik Stenson.
Yeah, you're in for that one.
He looks fun. 40. Yeah. I like 40.
Yeah, 40's a good age for a guy. Age.
Yeah, he looks like a good time. He looks like he parties.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think he does.
That's a good time. Justin Rose.
Justin Rose is a good one.
You know all these people?
But yeah, I'm a big
really
golfer.
Really into golf.
I'm
a big golf fan.
I'm actually contemplating, no joke, I'm actually contemplating trying to find your par three that you'd be caddying on TV and doing a live podcast while and commentating the par three tournament.
Oh, my God, that'd be sick.
Because golf is one of my favorite things to watch with my dad.
Wow.
It is... We talk on the phone, and one of us's TV will be ahead of the other one's TV, and we go back and forth. We're like, shut up. He made it. Like, I mean, it's probably some of my best memories. I remember in New York being at a party on a Sunday with, like, having drinks with everybody, and the Ryder Cup was on, and my dad called me, and he was like, hey, the Ryder Cup's on. This is fucking amazing. Tigers falling apart. You got to watch it. So I went to an Irish bar and watched the Ryder Cup on the phone with my dad.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really great.
That is sweet. Wait, I looked up Grayson Murray.
Yeah, let's take a look.
It's a picture of me that comes up first.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Model makes bizarre promise to pro golfer.
That's great.
Oh, that's the best.
Is that surreal for you?
No, it's literally, it's just, I don't know.
So let's go to Grayson.
Yeah, let's go to
Grayson. Let's see if we can find a shortlist
picture of him.
Grayson,
pictures of me. Oh, Grayson's cute. Wait, is that a little reddish tint in his hair?
I don't know. Let me see.
I like this photo. Is Grayson missing a tooth?
Jesus.
I like a little character.
He looks like a turtle in that picture.
No. He looks fun. No, I'm into Grayson.
Yeah?
Yep, I'm already into it.
Okay, what about Jordan Spieth?
He's cute.
And Grayson are standing and they're in the final round. So the final round
I'm already team Grayson. He had the balls. He reached out.
Hold on, let's see this. So Jordan Spieth and Grayson are in the final round. Grayson makes it all the way to Sunday.
Okay.
Last two golfers are playing.
Okay.
And they're tied.
Yeah.
And they're coming in to the very last hole.
Yeah.
And Jordan says, just so you know, I'm in love with you. And then Grayson says, you know what? I'm in love with you. Who are you rooting for?
I am loyal. So
you're
I'm
loyal?
Going Grayson.
You're
duh.
Team Grayson.
By I'm way, loyal.
Grayson just lost his shit. Someone please hit up Grayson and say that we have covered it. He did a great job. By the way, I'm thinking about, I did the same thing Grayson did to you, but I did it to The Rock.
No. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did it to The Rock.
Oh, my God.
That's my man crush.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun as shit. I really hope, I'm really rooting for Grayson. And I hope he makes the cut.
I
and
know.
I hope I hope you get to do this on Thursday, on Wednesday.
I don't know.
You
the
find
sixth,
out Friday.
Right? It's the 6th.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That day.
Fantastic. Did I leave any rock unturned?
No.
I think this has been a great hang.
Yeah.
We're at an hour 25.
Fun.
Which, I got to be honest with you, I don't think that is impressive. I will speak your praise to everybody.
Woo.
And I'm being serious. You got to do a podcast.
No, I'm so
down.
You got
to do the live podcast. And I can't wait for you to go to the Masters.
Yes.
And now where everyone Fingers can find crossed. You, I think everyone already does follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, it's all at Lindsay Palas.
LINDSEY.
EY.
PELAS. What kind of name is Palas?
It's some Cajun shit.
Really?
It's like French, Spanish. No.
Your parents?
No.
Really?
No.
Can you do a Cajun accent?
Oh, yeah, down on the bayou, they like to talk like this and have crawfish and it's like that. Is that weird?
No, it's really good.
It's very, like, a little slow. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, fantastic. Guys, let's just, fingers crossed that we get to watch Lindsay in the Masters with Grayson.
Yeah, I just show up anyway. Don't put it past me.
By the way, that might be the most genius thing you ever do.
I literally would.
The Masters. By the way, that is what you should do. Just show up to the fucking Masters.
I know. I should book my ticket. I'll do it.
Because if you show up, everyone will want to interview you.
Woo!
And that
I should
is,
do it.
That's a genius idea.
Call the Golf Channel today.
Do it and do a vlog about it. Like grab a Canon G7X and be like, hey guys, it's Lindsay. I'm going to the fucking Masters.
What up?
And film it all.
Be
and
sick.
Then put it online. Do short 1 minute videos to put on your Instagram daily. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'd be fucking fascinated.
I should do it.
Yes, you should.
I'm done.
You should definitely go to the Masters. If you go to the Masters, you gotta shoot it edit it, like make it look nice and tight, or just do it through your Instagram on that one. But I would be one of those things on social media when you watch someone track like an event, like, hey, we're going to the Running of the Bulls, and you see every day their entry of what they did that day.
Yeah.
That just drives people crazy. I'm like, I love that shit.
Yes.
You should definitely go to the Masters. Even if Grayson doesn't make it in, but if he does, you have to document this.
Yeah, I need to go shopping.
For what?
Like golf outfits, duh. I need khakis.
Oh, you know what you need?
Right?
No, you need a pair of knickers.
Knicker.
You know what knickers are?
Panties, right?
No.
In London, they're panties.
No. They're like knee high.
Oh, the plaid.
The plaid.
Ooh, cute.
Knee high. Like, I'll show you. I want to say Pace Stewart, not Pace Stewart. He passed away. What's his name? Knickers.
I know in London that's panties.
They're pants like this.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. If you and a pair of knickers with some socks, some knee-high socks, get like cool chick knickers.
Outrageous.
Yeah. You got to get on Amazon.com right now.
Oh, my God. Look, but you know, it's funny. Right after the golf pants, it's like undies.
Yeah, it really is. Do you have an underwear sponsor?
No.
You should get
it. I don't think I do.
Yo, MeUndies, where the fuck are you?
I know those boys who own MeUndies.
Yeah.
They're my squad, like my close friends.
Really?
Yeah. And they don't even give me free shit, assholes.
They get, I did a Speedo video, and they hit me up and they wanted to do some stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we do Sunday shows where you get in free if you're in your underwear, if you wear MeUndies.
Oh.
So it'd be Sundays and MeUndies, and everyone's just in their underwear. But we ended up not doing it because it was just they're great underwear.
Yeah.
They really are great underwear. I got to be honest with you.
I can't.
But all right. So guys, hit up Lindsay, follow her, watch her on the Masters, go to her Instagram. We gave out the name, and then we are going to do a live show. I'm going to have my manager call your manager. We're going to figure it out. We'll get the right guests. And the reason I was telling you that publicists aren't best for that is my manager's not good at it.
Yeah.
My manager would never have suggested you as a guest.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when we hung out, I thought, this chick's really cool. I bet she'd be fun to chat with. And I'm telling you, I hit it out of the park wanting to podcast with you. But you being on my podcast, you're fucking fantastic.
Ooh, thank you.
You need to be on more podcasts.
Down.
You need your own podcast.
Down. Tits and tea.
Tits
Where
and
you
tea.
At?
Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Dawes. This episode was brought to you by The Machine.